Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Cesar Geronimo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Onyx Concepcion. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Keith Creel. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyuk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almone. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pachyuk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. One out. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan takes first base on ball four. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wathan. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Wathan steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wathan moves to third. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. Wathan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws LaFleur out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard takes first base on ball four. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. Otis moves to second. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Otis moves to third. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Geronimo. Luzinski reaches second base with a double. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Creel fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Mike Squires pinch runs for Tom Paciorek. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Way then hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins hits a line drive into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Otis steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0 for 1 in the game. Geronimo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. McRae moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 1 in the game. Concepcion hits a line drive towards third. Morrison reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Bernazard moves to second. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Luzinski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Bernazard moves to third. Kemp moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it and throws to second for the out. Bernazard scores. Kemp moves to third. Two outs. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Way then takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 2 in the game. Akins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Akins reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. Way then goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon hits a fly ball into right field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White misplays the ball. That's an error on White. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Geronimo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-2 in the game. Concepcion hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines, who is chasing the ball. Concepcion reaches third base with a triple. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Concepcion scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Royals. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Ireland now playing second base. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Luzinski hits a line drive towards short. Concepcion reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson, who is chasing the ball. Baines reaches third base with a triple. Kemp goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2 Royals. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Royals. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Akins takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Akins moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a pop-up towards short. Almond settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin pinch hits for Cesar Geronimo. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Martin reaches second base with a double. Akins scores. Otis goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Royals. Chico Escariaga now pitching. Tim Ireland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ireland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ireland for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Martin now playing right field. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 2 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ireland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 3 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Kemp hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 4 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Akins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Akins reaches second base with a double. Dennis Worth pinch runs for Willie Akins. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dennis Worth now playing first base. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Baines is called out on strikes. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morrison strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.